Governor Steve Sisolak announced Nevada's path to phase two of reopening, which will begin on Friday, May 29th. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano breaks down the details with our news director, Michelle Billman.
Stephanie, what will phase two of reopening entail?
There is a lot happening during phase two. It'll last 2 to 3 weeks, a minimum of 14 days, while monitoring case data. The community as a whole may start seeing an increase in public and private gatherings from what was once allowed to 10 people to now no more than 50 people. And while more people are allowed to gather together, the governor is still asking populations that are vulnerable to the virus to continue to shelter in place. As far as businesses, employees must continue to wear masks while on the clock. And as far as our downtown areas, bars and taverns that do not serve food can reopen with some restrictions. Fitness facilities, they may reopen at 50% capacity, except for locker rooms and communal spaces like hot tubs and saunas. Those will be closed. And there are some separate rules for smaller fitness establishments. The businesses that remain closed are adult entertainment establishments, brothels, night and day clubs, along with venues that have spectators, such as live sporting events and performance venues. Some community members may be excited for this one. Some indoor activities may reopen with 50% capacity, like art galleries, movie theaters, and bowling alleys. And of course, one of the most anticipated establishments to reopen are spaces of worship. Those may reopen with gatherings of 50 people max. Sisolak did mention that some places of worship have become hotspots, so he's still encouraging to host online services.
And what did the governor have to say about the gaming industry specifically?
Yeah, so as far as the gaming industry, Sisolak says he feels confident that casinos should open on June 4th with regulations from the Gaming Control Board. Here's what the governor had to say.
Gaming Control Board is going to be very aggressive in terms of being on the properties, visiting the properties, and making sure that the guests and the visitors are complying with the regulations and that the companies are doing their part to make sure that all those regulations are complied with as well.
So this means tourism is welcome to the state, and the travel advisory that has been indicating visitors must quarantine for 14 days upon arrival will be revised later this week. The governor did say that he would pull back on the phase two plan if COVID-19 data moving forward presents concerns about public safety.
Steph, what did the governor have to say about state data on COVID-19 cases?
He mentioned that during phase one, the state saw a consistent and downward trajectory of the percentage of positive cases and a decrease in the trend of hospitalizations. He also said that the number of people testing positive against the total number of tests has declined to 6.5%. He also mentioned that the state is testing nearly 4,000 people a day.
Last night's announcement was originally going to happen during a scheduled press conference, but that plan fell through. Can you break down what happened there?
Yeah, it was honestly a bit of a messy process. First, the in-person press conference got canceled, and then the announcement was going to be made with a pre-recorded video. 4 hours later, that was canceled due to technical difficulties and instead hosted a media press call. This all happened out of caution because the governor could have potentially been exposed to the virus last week while visiting an establishment where an employee tested positive. The employee wasn't in the building when Sisolak visited, and the governor says he is currently not feeling symptomatic, and he and his team are self-isolating. He will be tested today.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Stephanie Serrano, thanks for your time today. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.
Thanks, Michelle.